Today, as I said before, we celebrate the solemnity of the Ascension. Recall this day that we hear not once, but actually twice in the readings today, both in the first reading and in the Gospel, speaking about Christ being raised up to heaven. And the important thing to understand about this feast is that Christ does not leave this earth simply as if he was, well, I'm done with that. I don't have anything else more to do here. He doesn't leave us to our own devices, figuring out what we have to do from here on out. But he goes to lead us to where we are headed. He is leading us to our promised land, where we are meant to go to. He goes so that he may prepare a place for all of us there. A few years ago, a mini-series was put together based on a book that had been written about soldiers during World War II. And the mini-series is called Band of Brothers. And it follows a company in the 101st Airborne. And within this company, in the mini-series that follows them, we are introduced to several different leaders for the company. Some of them are lieutenants, captains. We see some sergeants, different people who are put in the place of leadership. Some of them are good, some of them not so good. We see mistakes made, but we also see leadership in such a way that it really inspires the men to follow, even in very dangerous situations. One of those leaders is named Richard or Dick Winter. He starts out the miniseries in the war as a lieutenant, but eventually gets promoted all the way to major, and I think maybe even a lieutenant colonel. He is one that is so inspiring that even when they interview the real life veterans from that company, which they kind of splice into the action of the miniseries itself, they have actual interviews with the actual veterans. They describe why it was that they were so willing to follow those good leaders. And part of it is that particularly Major Winters, but also other leaders, they were there in the thick with their soldiers. They weren't simply behind, back in a nice, cozy little HQ, trying to give orders, trying to say, well, you guys go there and we'll see you on the other side. But he was there with his men. He wasn't willing to give orders that he himself wasn't willing to take himself. And so he so inspired his men that, again, they were willing to do things that would be quite insane to simply volunteer to do. They knew he was with them. As opposed to a few of the other leaders that didn't make it so well, they weren't really quite there with the men. They were more willing to bark and give out orders, but they didn't inspire that confidence in the men. They weren't right there in the midst with them. Christ is that type of leader that is there in the midst of the men and women that he leads. We are not being led into a literal battle like the men of the 101st, but Christ does lead us in the midst of various spiritual battles, if you will, that we have to face daily in our lives. And he is there in our midst. Now think about it. Think about the life of Christ. Christ was born just like one of us. He lived a life just like one of us. He suffered just like one of us. He had to die like any one of us. Hopefully we don't have to die the same gruesome death that he had to die, but he still lived and died like one of us. And now, today in this reading, in this feast, we recall how he rose to heaven. And that is our hope as well. Keep in mind the words of the creed that we say at every Sunday Mass, that we believe in the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting. Amen. We recall that we are to, that there will be a resurrection, that we will come, just as Christ goes full body, soul, and divinity into heaven, so too will we go with our bodies to heaven. We will experience that joy of heaven. And that is what Christ is leading us towards. That is what he is doing in today's solemnity, in today's feast day. He goes not to leave us, but to get us ready, to lead us. Let's continue to follow Christ, to listen to his words, and so be led to the joys of heaven.